Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations to great radio stations on the Genesis Communications Network. GCNLive.com is their website. And we also broadcast on leading stations on the Salem Media Group station line in some of the largest cities in the country, and we're happy to be there, and thank you very much, as well as many independent stations out there, and we appreciate everybody listening to us wherever you're at, by the Internet, too, because that's another way you can hear us, and we have streams on all those stations, plus over at GCNLive.com and over at my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, as well. And, of course, we're also up on the satellite, the Westwood One satellite. Don't forget that. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital, our ER rooms, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on a third watch, that includes the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, the FedEx and the UPS drivers out there, and the bulk mail haulers. That would be Felix and the gang, and they're out there getting the job done, getting the mail delivered wherever it needs to go. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. And we're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on X as at Captain's America, and you can check us out on our website at CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. All right, let's go over to the phone line, and let's bring in our two compadres, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience over on Facebook. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
All right, are you guys ready to say the pledge?
Yes, sir.
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag
of the United States of America. And to the republic.
To the republic
for which it stands.
Which it stands.
One nation.
One nation.
Under God.
Under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty.
Liberty.
And justice
for all. For all.
And we emphasize those two words in there, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values, and we don't want you to forget that, or anybody else along the line to forget it. Well, Kyle, take it away. You know what she wants to talk about, so let's go.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, Denise, I know that we have this issue building with Ford that's pulling back on this this combination with China. What more can you tell us about that?
Well, their announcement was that they're shutting down their EV operations because of the batteries and the complicity with the Chinese Communist Party. I find that almost laughable because they've known that for years and years and years. I'm fine with that they're shutting it down, but their reason is really kind of misguided. It really comes down to the point that they're losing their butts on EVs. And they're losing losing money in a big, huge way per vehicle. Plus, they're in these negotiations with the unions, and it takes less people to make EV than it takes to make gas-powered. Isn't it interesting they made this announcement while they're in the discussions?
Yep.
With the union strike. So I'm not believing it. They're using the wrong reason. But their reason, you know, it's partially right, but it's not a new thing. So they're playing politics, and they're doing it to save the discussions that they're having with big labor.
Well, you know, Denise, we understand that the Biden administration and the Democrat party elite, of course, want to move everybody essentially to the electric cars. But let's just say by some stretch of the imagination that, you know, tomorrow, you know, 20%, 30%, 40% of all car drivers suddenly had electric cars. We still couldn't support all of that. And even so, what about the manufacturer and even disposal of these batteries that would have to be done?
Well, the fascinating thing is, look, the one thing that batteries need is cobalt, okay? Well, cobalt comes from the Congo, and they're using child slave labor to harvest that cobalt. There's your first problem. The second thing is that the Chinese Communist Party has dominion over the rare earth minerals that go into these large batteries. All right? Well, so every time you buy these batteries, you're supporting the Chinese Communist Party. So the disposal of them is ridiculous. Now, if you, you know, we've seen with these floods and these big storms what happens to some of these electric vehicles when they get wet from these floods. They catch on fire. I would also argue the one industry that's been very silent on all of these electric vehicles are the insurance companies, because it costs so much to replace them and to dispose of them. And they can't handle those kinds of hits all the time.
Hold that thought. We're coming right back with more, guys. Hold that thought. And we'll be right back, folks, with more from Denise Simon and Kyle Warren. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much. I'll do just that, Kyle. And by the way, this portion of the program is being brought to you by Geico. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com is their website. And they are an insurance company, the second largest personal insurer in the country. And they insure some 27 million drivers. And Geico has been in business over 85 years. They can definitely help you reduce the premiums to your vehicles. Now, if you got a car, if you got a truck, whatever you got, and you want to bundle, say, maybe a motorcycle or an ATV or a boat or an RV with it, you can lower your insurance policy just by adding those items. And if you have a homeowner's policy, a renter's policy, or you might have a condo policy, you can do the same by putting everything together, and your auto insurance will be the cheapest that it could possibly be that way. But here's the deal. Go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and check them out and see what the cost comparison difference would be. You might be really surprised. You might be really, really surprised. So give it a shot, see what happens, and we're going to go right back to the phone here. And Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
And good morning, Denise from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience over on Facebook.
Good morning.
Okay, we got a question here from Jim, and he says, good morning. Why is DeSantis even thinking about debating Newsom? Another bad decision by him and his campaign. He goes on to say, I have zero interest in that decision, that debate. Then he says, thank you. And then he says, by the way, P.S., I now, except for Maria, that's on Fox, and Gutfield and Levin, those are the only people he watches over there. He says, I've replaced Fox News with Newsmax, which isn't a bad deal.
Well, I think the premise of the debate is the vast, huge difference in governing a state in the comparison of Florida to California. you know, so many people have left California. I mean, just thousands and thousands have left the state. And they left the state mostly because it's a governed space, but it's really ungoverned. With, you know, crime and homelessness and, you know, the way that Newsom operated the state under COVID, the lockdowns, the restaurants that were struggling, small businesses that were struggling, you know, there are so many reasons that the state was so bad. And the comparison is how many thousands and thousands and thousands of people have moved into the state of Florida and why. What DeSantis has done with education, what he did during the all things COVID and what he didn't do. And so I think that is really the premise of the distinction between a tyrannical governor and a freedom governor. So I think they're making that point.
Okay, Kyle, you live in California. You know more about Newsom than we do. What about it?
Well, I think it'll be an interesting debate. I do agree with Denise. I think it'll be a real contrast. But, you know, that's what voters, they really like that. They like stark contrasts. And so Newsom may be able to say, well, I'm going to come out and tell you all about our success stories in California, but he's not going to be able to really drive it. But I think he would hit home more on social issues rather than other sort of practical things like people moving to Florida because of the better environment, the business environment, tax environment.
How about businesses? There's big businesses that are coming here.
Well, that's exactly right, yeah. And so, but so that's why I think that's going to be a real contrast between where the Democrats are going with the social issues versus the Republicans like DeSantis, where they're going there for prosperity issues, let's say. In other words, the rising tide lifts all boats.
Okay. I'll keep it going.
All right. Well, Denise, of course, speaking of debates, what's your take coming up here on Wednesday evening at the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California? Is there going to be some standout? Is there a breakout or is it more of the same?
I think it's necessarily going to concentrate on all things economy. I think it will concentrate on the oil and gas industry. I think it'll probably concentrate on education. So, I think it could be more of the same, but with, I would say a focus on how tough it is for America and, you know, when it comes to the price of everything. And I don't see the prices really ever going down. And I think that's a problem. So, we have this, I think, you know, so much of America's got the hope that prices will come down on things. Well, they may come down some, but they're not going to come down ever to the levels that they once were.
Right.
So,
well, Denise, you often talk about, you know, the idea of the Republican values or Republican platform principles and Donald Trump, but the two aren't mutually exclusive. So do you think, as you like to point out, right, and don't you think that these candidates on Wednesday will try to make the case that they can make these principles and these policies come true just as much?
Well, yeah, it's all in the approach and how they get there. You know, will they, you know, use executive orders? Will they go through the legislative piece? how they prioritize these things. I mean, it's not like day one they're going to do this, and day two they're going to do this. I mean, a lot of things can happen at the same time. And how these candidates look at some of the things that are in place of the Biden administration and even left over from previous administrations, plural, not necessarily Trump, but even going back further than that. I mean, there's not a single new law on the books about immigration. The immigration laws today are the same ones that were there 10, 15, 20 years ago. However, back in May, the House passed H.R. 2, which is a very significant immigration bill, and of course it's sitting over in the Senate. So I think that'll probably be never to be brought up, by the way. I think that'll be part of the discussion as well, and the cost of immigration. So, it really is going to depend on how they approach some of these things. You know, Nikki Haley's got a very interesting take on the matter of abortion. I'm really very tired of the subject. And, you know, Trump has got a very different version of that now. And he's attacking DeSantis on the state of Florida's abortion law. I just got an email from the New York Times doing a study that how many American women are going to Mexico to get abortions. Well, that's ridiculous. The RNC has a platform, and it really touches on everything, including foreign policy, including the regulation nation, as I like to call it, and how we regulate everything, taxes, education, immigration, you know, all those kinds of things. So it'll be, they're all going to try and make themselves distinct from one another. I think the most interesting person will be Ramaswamy.
Well, he certainly, seems to be able to say something that gets a lot of traction, even if it's controversial.
Well, I don't know that he's really controversial. I think he's kind of a dreamer. And I think, he kind of talks in platitudes, but we'll see. It'll be interesting.
All right. We will talk to you tonight, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great, great, great morning.
Thank you.
Mark Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience. Check her out. Kyle and I will be right back with the military and veterans news stories. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. It seems the only people who want to see a Biden-Trump rematch is those two men.
A new poll indicates that voters are against a Biden-Trump rematch in 2024. A nationwide survey conducted by NBC News revealed that over 40% of respondents held very negative sentiments toward both candidates. Pollsters note that 74% expressed worries about President Biden's age, while 62% have concerns regarding Trump's four impending criminal trials. I'm John Schaefer.
COVID-19 tests are now available to be ordered for free from the U.S. government. Starting today, Monday, you can order 4 tests per U.S. household through covidtests.gov. COVID-19 rapid tests can be taken at home and can be used regardless of whether someone has symptoms or not. The tests should be good through the end of the year. Some of the dates on the tests may show that they have expired, but the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has extended those dates. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. Just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our program is brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. Find them online by going to cv4a.org. That's cv4a.org. Go over there and volunteer to be one of their volunteers and help them out at their events that they have, or help them out in some other way in their office or whatnot. But that's how you do it. You go to cv4a.org, that's cv4a.org, and become a volunteer. And they'll give you a nice shirt and probably a nice hat if they got any left. And then away you go, and you always see them. You can always see them when they come. A very proud organization and a very good organization. Now, let's go up here to Kyle Warren, a professor in politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I don't know what this article means, but I'm going to read it, and I think you found it, right?
Yeah, I did, yes.
Okay. Joby's Air Taxis, which is the latest thing that we've heard come out this week, Joby's Air Taxis are going to help the U.S. Air Force usher in electric aviation and the electric aviation era. What are we talking about here?
Well, evidently, yes, they're going to be adding these electric air taxis to their fleet. And this comes from a company called Joby, J-O-B-Y, Joby Aviation. They sent their first air taxi out to Edwards Air Force Base in California for some testing. So this is evidently, you know, part and parcel of what they hope to transform, you know, day-to-day aircraft for day-to-day tasks, as they're terming it, such as transporting spare parts, cargo, or other passengers all around the base itself. So I don't know that it has something to do with combat, per se, or something like that, or long range, but it seems to be like, you know, we'll get around the base pretty quickly, and we'll use this new kind of technology to do it. But again, looks like it's in the testing phase, and it looks like they can go up to 200 miles per hour, and maybe up to about 100 miles at a time.
Well, 200 miles an hour would be the speed of the vehicle, and that's what we were talking about the other day with the cars, with the flying taxis, that they were going to be going that fast. And I made the comment about, well, if we're all going to have them flying at about the same level, you're going to have to really be on your toes and on your A game, right?
Well, yeah. Well, and, you know, just to interject here, I think that there's probably going to be some kind of room for AI, for lack of a better term here, that would help to, you know, to traffic control these things at those altitudes and in that kind of proximity. There's going to have to be something, or at least warning systems or other kinds of sophisticated software that's going to help pilots navigate that kind of thing. I mean, you know, if you watch a movie like, you know, Star Wars or something, and they have all these vehicles flying all over the place in this, you know, the big city or something like that, well, there's got to be a way to do that. I mean, that's fantasy, but they're trying to make a lot of this stuff kind of reality, at least at this scale.
Right. And you would think that with all this tit-for-tat going on between Russia and Ukraine, Russia got payback on their port that was struck by the Ukraine the day before yesterday. They apparently struck Ukraine's city of Odessa and damaged the port there. And a grain silo.
That's exactly right. Yes. So Ukraine has actually been making some significant hits against Russian assets. That's got to be, number one, it's got to buoy the Ukrainian forces, but at the same time, it's got to be detrimental to the morale of not only the Russian forces in that area, in the theater there, but also to the government back home.
Yeah. And as far as I know, this is going to continue just the same way.
Yeah, and one would think, you know, they've got a lot of material and support and so forth, and if they can use it effectively, which some in many ways they have been doing, yeah, hopefully there will be progress.
Now, lawmakers right now are prepping plans to guarantee paychecks for troops. And this is all in case of a government shutdown next month, arguing that jeopardizing military family finances could have hurt national security and have a bunch of soldiers that are going to want to quit, which it sure would if they can't straighten this out, right?
Well, I would accept that as definitely being a real distinct possibility. And so, of course, unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be a way to avoid that government shutdown at this point, barring some 11th hour miracle or some other kind of negotiation. Certainly trying to keep the military intact as far as this economic issue goes is good. And if Congress approves it, well, then it can be spent.
Well, we can only hope, right?
Right, exactly.
By the way, there's a report that the Ukraine is getting the U.S. Abrams tanks as we speak.
Really? Okay, well, that's significant.
Breitbart has reported that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
That would be very significant. Again, you know, whatever is going to cause Vladimir Putin and his forces to believe that this is becoming now, you know, law of diminishing returns, we're never going to really win this thing, you know, will he sue for peace? I don't know. But definitely the goal is to drive them out altogether.
Yeah, and if they do get the Abrams tanks and they've got them functioning and they can operate in the way that we can, even remotely close, that'll make a battlefield changer real quick.
Oh, big time. Big time. And, you know, I think people around the world are sort of waiting for this game-changing moment, something like this that will help to turn the tide. You know, imagine, I mean, back in World War II, right, the whole idea, the war effort was to win. The war effort was never to have just enough to kind of keep going. And that's the mentality that needs to be here in this particular case. And that's why, you know, when you see the American government saying, well, we're there for as long as it takes, I mean, yeah, that sounds nice, but at the same time, you know, this thing has to be over. You know, too many people are dying every day that we talk about this, and that's got to stop.
Yes, you're right. Okay, so what do you got on your end there?
Well, it looks like, Captain, this from Military Times, VA officials are sounding the alarm on an uptick in veterans benefit scams. Veteran officials this weekend launched a new effort to combat fraud tied to department benefits, rather, in response to fears that the rapid expansion of assistance in the last year could invite more scammers to prey on vulnerable veterans. So they've got a brand new online webpage, www.va.gov/vsafe. That's va.gov/vsafe. And this outlines how veterans can spot scams, report suspicious actors, and get benefits, assistance for free. So definitely, they're also going to be, by the way, integrating this into regular healthcare visits for our vets to make sure that they're aware that these things are out there and to how to avoid them. So I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I would say so. Sure. Now, let's see here. Biden told Zelensky that the U.S. will send Ukraine the ATACMS long-range missiles he's been asking for. I don't know how soon they're going to get them, but he said that they're going to send them.
Yeah, we saw something about this here just recently. So yeah, this is again another kind of significant development. We don't know that these would be used for attacks within Russia's territory, but it certainly would give the Ukraine Defense Forces the ability to hit targets from farther away than they can right now, one would think.
Well, at this point, I would think that they're looking to go for the range because they're trying to go deeper into Russia.
Right, right, exactly. So that may be the case, and of course, I guess somebody would call that escalatory. Well, I can't imagine how much more escalatory everything can get. They're at war. I mean, that's what happens.
Well, that's the colonel. He'll tell us.
Indeed, that's right. Yeah, that's a great question for Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who's going to be coming on right here at the top of the hour, basically.
Yep, right after Chris Markowski. So let's put you over here on the shelf, and we'll wait for Chris Markowski to give us a call here right after we take this short break. And don't forget, it's all about we the people here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. Let's act like it. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha, and then you can go by, take a little drive over to Moss Acura over on North Florida, right next door to Moss Nissan. Talk to them and see what they can do for you if you're in the market for a new or pre-owned car. Don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And let's pick up Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning.
Well, it's one of those days when you sit here and you go, what's going on out there that would make the world just stand up and notice? Well, how about this one? Shipping giant Maersk, big container ship company, unveiled the world's first vessel using green methanol. And somebody kidded with me the other day, and it's true. You can smell this stuff. It smells like vegetables cooking. And somebody said, that smells like carrots are being cooked.
Yeah, I've smelled it actually when people converted their cars into biodiesel. Again, I don't know if it's, it's them playing like doing it to kind of show their green bona fides to keep people off their vax. The problem is coming up with enough of that stuff. I remember in one of George W. Bush's State of the Union address, he was talking about switchgrass and algae blooms and all this nonsense. And, you know, now we have, to this day, we have the United States Navy paying, overpaying for energy, a certain amount of it, you know, based upon this. And it just, again, if it makes sense, as far as price is concerned, I get it. But, you know, we're starting to see pushback around the globe right now saying, hey, listen, you know, this is not going to be sustainable. We're not going to be able to do this. We don't have the electric grid. Even the UK, which was, you know, all in on green, pushing back their EV mandates and so on and so forth. Again, if it makes sense, as far as the economy, I'm fine with it. But, you know, as we're seeing right now, you know, we're going all in on this green stuff, and, you know, the demand for oil continues to rise. You know, how could that be? If we're doing all this stuff with solar panels and windmills and electric cars, how come the demand for oil continues to rise? And quite frankly, we're not upping production enough to take care of it.
Well, you're right. And I don't know how we're going to do this. Kyle, what do you think?
Well, I appreciate what you're saying, Chris. It's almost as if, you know, we're just not being able to move forward organically. You know, like you said, there's more demand for oil, but yet we produce less of it, basically, or drill less of it. We're being mandated into electric vehicles, but we're not going to produce significantly more power to charge them. It's as if we're heading over a precipice because we can't move forward organically, as I said.
Well, again, you know, the demand is not going to change. I mean, China, Xi Jinping came out and said, listen, you know, this, you know, we're going to continue to need oil. We're going to continue. The demand is going to be there. That's not going to change. They continue to open up more coal-fired plants and so on and so forth because the demand is that great. I mean, the globe, you know, they want to, you know, especially in emerging markets out there. I mean, they want to, you know, they want to get to the middle class, too. And, you know, some of the demands we're placing upon them, we keep talking about investing in windmills and so on and so forth in these areas, ain't going to cut the mustard for what they need.
Kyle?
Well, it certainly, though, I'd like to ask you this, Chris, you know, because you just mentioned about Xi Jinping, and they know what they need. They know the energy needs that they have. But yet, we over here in the United States, or at least the U.S. government, why isn't the government of the United States railing against China every single day to say, you're polluters, you're environmentally unfriendly, you're killing planet Earth, et cetera, et cetera. But yet, they'll never say stuff like that, but China's one of the biggest polluters ever.
Well, yeah, and listen, you know, I want energy to be as clean as possible too. However, you know, again, we end up kowtowing to certain interests and people that end up, donating to candidates. I mean, go all the way back to when Obama was elected and his American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, where all this money was diverted to all of these green companies that didn't work out. I mean, we have the answer. You go the nuclear route. It's the way to go. It makes sense. And that's our answer right there. And it can solve a lot of these problems. You talk about there's no carbon involved in that. And we're not doing that. I mean, right now we're dealing with, we're going to have another bailout for windmills because it's costing so much money to put these offshore windmill farms up that the companies are saying we can't afford to do that. If we're going to do this, we're going to have to raise electricity prices even higher. People aren't going to want to pay. And you've got governors all over here in the Northeast and New England, you know, begging the Biden administration for, you know, more subsidies to subsidize these boondoggles. It doesn't make any sense.
Speaking of not making any sense, excuse me, Kyle, I want to get this in there, and then you're back on it. Chris, it's on. It's really on. Sean Hannity is going to moderate the November 30th debate in Georgia. We don't know which where in Georgia yet, probably Atlanta, between Governors Newsom and DeSantis.
What is it? You said it's November 30th?
Yep.
Yeah, so that's a, you know, long way off as far as this election is concerned. I hope they go through it. I don't know what Newsom could actually say. And again, you know, it's almost like you're going to have to fact check this thing as it goes along. I mean, listen, unlike you, I'm all over, the country as far as being on the air, and, I've got clients all over the country, and I've got, plenty that are, tell me horror stories in regard to Oakland and San Francisco and now even San Diego, Los Angeles. I mean, how do you defend your records? I mean, it's crazy.
I don't know. Kyle, you live there. How do you?
Well, like I was saying earlier, I think Newsom's going to hit more on social issues, things of that nature. But I do think he has an eye to try to look like he could, try to get the Supreme Court to reconsider breaking up homeless encampments, stuff like that. But I always feel like that's like a smokescreen, like it's trying to pull the wool over people's eyes. Like, I'm going to say this right now to make you think that I'm really kind of getting on your side, but in reality, I'm just trying to fool you, because that's not really my nature.
Every month they're breaking records in San Francisco in the amount of deaths just due to drugs.
Yeah.
You have businesses actually suing the city based upon, we took out, leases here in this place, and there's, no one's dealing with the crime. I don't know how you defend it. I really don't. It's ridiculous.
Well, how on earth, Kyle, can you defend a record as bad as what's going on in California? That the economy is down, the fuel is up. What'd you say? Fuel's what, $6.16 a gallon?
Oh yeah, easy. It's easy. $6 and $6.50 a gallon right now.
My God, how do you defend that? How do you defend that?
Well, you don't. You don't. That's why they'll try to pivot to something else. The Democrats know that, for example, on the issue of abortion, that they seem to do quite well. So that's why even back in the midterms, they really tried to sort of drive that home and make that a primary issue. And to a great degree, it seemed to be successful.
Again, if they're going to make the debate about abortion, I'm going to change the channel. I mean, I at this point in time, I think, that's going to work with some people. Maybe they played that out in the last election, but, where inflation stands right now, what people are feeling, at the kitchen table, I think that's what's most important right now.
Oh, I totally agreed. Yeah, but then their next weapon would be that's just MAGA Republicans trying to do what Biden called mega economics, and I think he meant MAGA economics. And so they'll try to find ways of trashing all that. But they're just very good at wordsmithing the whole thing. That's their strength.
Yeah, listen, the way that they run elections nowadays is different than it was in the past. It makes it much easier for people to vote. And, I always talked about this. I disagree with Michael Medved. Michael Medved was so big on, you got to get the independent voters. I'm like, no. I said, all you got to do is you got to get the dumb voters to come out and vote for you. And now it's easy for the dumb voters to come out to vote because they don't have to come out and vote. You can just do it by mail. You don't have to show up on election day. So, and it's easy to push those people in any direction. And that's the group you got to pay attention to.
All right, Mr. Chris, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Go over there, check him out. Take advantage of all the different things he has going on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.